If your church's live stream is currently battling cat videos, political arguments, and clickbait ads, well, maybe it's time to do something a little different. Well, now you can. You can continue to stream using YouTube or Facebook and have it embedded on your own church's website and setting it up just one time. More details coming up next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome to episode number 492 on the Church Solutions Podcast.
Hi, my name is Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy, I've got the number right this time. I think last week I got confused and befuddled, and I gave the wrong episode number during the bulk of our interview. And I think when I edited and did the kind of beginning tag, I put in the right one. But we're getting close to 500 on our podcast now.
All right. Eight weeks away, huh?
Tell you're really excited about it. So you know what? You know what the season is now, right? You know what time of the year it is, right?
Fall, back to school. I don't know. What is it?
Close. It's baseball, playoff baseball.
Oh, baseball playoff season. Yes, my son Ryan is really into it. So.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about that. I didn't know about that. No, you're not into it.
No, but. I'm not. And my brother-in-law is really into it. Major Dodgers fan.
He's a Dodger fan. Okay.
Yes, he lives in L.A. and he's been Dodger fan forever.
Yeah,
so
sure
they like to rib each other.
And so what's Ryan? I mean, Ryan's obviously Diamondbacks, but Diamondbacks are out of it again this year for the second year.
Yeah.
What's so, Ryan? Who's Ryan pulling for this year?
Diamondbacks, but I don't know who is. Yeah, maybe he gave up. Maybe he's just done.
He's done.
That's kind of how I do it. Like my team is out, I guess I'm no longer watching the rest of this March Madness.
Final four, you know? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of split these days because now everything's changed. But growing up in Ohio area, I did at one point root for the Indians, the Guardians now. And I actually was more of a Pirate fan because I was right in the middle of Ohio. I was right in the middle of Cleveland and Pittsburgh. I was in Youngstown. So Pittsburgh's not, they've been playing terrible the last few years. And so, but the Guardians are in. So, I'll kind of hope the Guardians can go somewhere. Other than that, I wouldn't mind seeing San Diego, get in there. I mean, they're in the playoffs, so we'll see how they progress. But you got quite a bit of teams this year. You got the Cubs that are in it now.
This is going to culminate in a World Series win.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Nobody knows. The Yankees are in it again, as usual. And
we don't know when the World Series will be?
Oh, we know when the World Series will be.
When's
that?
Yeah,
but you have 12 teams now. It's no longer two teams, or four teams. Now it's 12 teams. So you got to go through that whole process.
Yeah.
So I don't have a World Series date, but it's going to be late October, probably, by the time the World Series starts.
Yeah, that's what I was – this all will culminate – that's what I was thinking. It was usually late October, but I wasn't sure.
It is these days. Yeah, it is these days. But anyhow, I digress. All right. So today we're going to actually talk about something that a lot of people might be really interested in because we are introducing a new plan with StreamingChurch.tv. StreamingChurch.tv is one of our products here. But before we get to the new plan, let me ask you a question, Steve. When you're looking at something on YouTube, are you easily distracted by other things that pop up?
YouTube has really come a long way in the world for me recently because I've always had a Roku, or I've had a Roku for a very long time, and I would go to the YouTube channel on Roku, watch it on my TV, and it was just a terrible experience. Videos loaded super slow, navigating was just terrible. But now it's really good. So I do a lot of YouTube now on my TV. So I don't do much on the computer anymore. And then probably do TV number one and then phone number two. So yes, if I'm on the phone or TV is not as distracting, because it takes over the whole screen. But watching anywhere else, yes, it can be very distracting.
I haven't watched YouTube. I mean, we load help videos on YouTube, and this Church Solutions podcast will be on YouTube. And we do load our webinars on YouTube as well as our website, streamingchurch.tv. But a lot of times when I'm going there to upload a video or something, I honestly will get distracted by something. You know, I saw something from Lost in Space from the 1960s, the robot. I was like, what's that all about? You know, or Star Trek clips will pop up, or Jeep stuff, or some other things. And so many times I will get distracted on YouTube. Not so much on Facebook, although Facebook has its own issues when you look at something on Facebook now. So, it's many people get distracted, and a lot of people, I haven't watched anything on TV on you. Oh, I watched, there was a game on YouTube, I think. What was on YouTube that was live? I think it was a football game.
Yeah. The NFL's really changed their world in that. I watched a little segment where the guy's complaining about, it used to be so simple. You know, you could go and watch, you know, the Sports Center in the morning and then watch three games and never change the channel. He says, now, oh, this game's not being carried on this channel. Oh, I've got to subscribe to this in order to watch Amazon, this one game.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it's on Amazon, or it's on YouTube, it's on Paramount. Yeah. I know the NFL ticket stuff is, and I think a lot of the college stuff too has been shifting out of the traditional realm to make it more challenging.
Yeah, there was a NFL game this year, and the season's still early, as you know, but there was one on, they actually, YouTube exclusively had it. And I watched it. I actually watched the whole thing, most of it, and I thought it worked out pretty good, you know, once I was able to get to it. I have Roku like you do and all those things. So anyhow, so that's the reason I brought that up about being distracted was, if people want to go to our blog, just go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. And if you look down a little ways, you'll see a new blog post called Stop the Scroll. And I opened it up right now. And one of the things I thought about when I was writing this was, you know, people's churches that do stream using YouTube or Facebook, especially YouTube, many times while they're watching the stream on their phone or on a computer, they are also dealing with other things that are popping up around them, like cat videos, dog videos, political arguments, other clickbait things. Many times there's a competition going on there, and it's the same with YouTube to some degree. And so, I know you came up with this idea a while back, like, what if you could just take the YouTube embed code that they provide you every week and just have it grab the embed code one time, put it on your church's website once, never having to go back and refresh the embed code or change the embed code. What if you could do that? Wouldn't that make life much better for your viewers? And they would be going to your website, watching you stream on YouTube or Facebook. Wouldn't that be a good experience for people?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge that churches have that are streaming to Facebook or YouTube exclusively is they'll put a page on their website that'll have a link that goes to their Facebook page or goes to their YouTube page. So it throws them into that environment, takes them away from your church website, somewhat takes them away from you and your influence over them. And so, the idea was, I think it was one of those shower moments where you go, oh, you know, we get a lot of people that are streaming on Facebook and YouTube. And one of the chief complaints is it's not a very good experience for the viewer. So we put together an option of, and the other thing, and some churches will go through the hassle of embedding the stream onto their website. But the caveat with that is every new event, meaning a new service or next week's service, needs a new embed code. So you've got to keep your website guy tuned up to, let's go grab the code to embed today. And so most churches, I haven't looked up the stats, but I would think most churches just say, oh, just give them a link to our YouTube page. They'll find the live stream on the YouTube page. or on my Facebook page. So,
all right,
and that's what most churches are doing.
So you have this idea, and you have created something that's a new plan, and people can go to streamingchurch.tv and click on our pricing page or plan page, and you can see we have four plans now. We had our Platinum plan, which included streaming to your website as well as social media platforms. And we have our Premium, which includes, you know, archiving your videos. We host your archived videos. That's our Premium plan. Then there's the Basic plan we've had forever, which is you can stream with streamingchurch.tv. And again, it's all on your website, but we don't host your archives. But now we have another plan. And what is this new plan called?
This new plan is called Social Embed. The way it works is you basically will create a streamingchurch.tv account, and you have all of the features of streamingchurch.tv that are included with your basic account. Things like web hosts and the ability to chat and pray privately with people and have the Bible part of your platform, and you know, use all the different tools that are there. Weekly stats and attendance, automated follow-up, all the things that we have built out to make it a live stream event for a church service, appropriate for a church service, as opposed to trying to adapt, you know, a player for watching a high school football game to work for your church service. Our platform is completely church focused. So you get everything with that. And you basically just go in and connect. If you're streaming with, it works with both Facebook and YouTube, and you go and connect. If you say, for example, you're using YouTube, you go and connect your YouTube account. You basically just put the channel name for your church in, and it will find it and authenticate it and link it up. So then next step is you just embed the normal streamingchurch.tv platform embed on your church website. And you're good to go. So the next time that you stream, Streaming Church is going to do some work behind the scenes and go find out when you are live and go grab that live stream and bring it right to your church website.
So the embed code that we're talking about, that you never have to, so once you put it on your website, you never have to keep going back and changing it all the time. That embed code is found in the streamingchurch.tv admin control panel.
Yes.
So you'd go there, copy that embed code, and then go to your website, and of course you have to go, you have to be an admin on your own website and be able to go in, I call it the back door, and go in there and then paste the code on a specific page that you want people to see. And there it is.
Yep. And that's what, I mean, that's what those that are familiar with streamingchurch.tv, they've been using that setup for years. It's unchanged.
Right. Right.
So that same process for getting your live stream on your church website. It's been around how many years? 12, 13, more than a decade. So
it's 2009, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2008, 2009.
One and a half decades. Like almost two decades, huh?
I know, right? We're getting there.
Yeah.
I remember those days. I remember. All right. So then they can just go live. So they can use their live encoder like they normally would, OBS or something, or vMix or Wirecast or a different, you know, hardware-based live encoder. So it's a one-time embed code, and it never changes. And so you don't have to deal with this technical rush every week trying to make sure we get it right. And you know, a lot of churches use volunteers, and that's challenging sometimes.
Yeah. So we do all the magic for you of once you register your channel, either your channel is the vocabulary for YouTube or your page with Facebook, then we'll automatically go out there and look for your stream when it's live and stick it on your church website for you.
Do you have to have a number of followers? Like on Facebook, you do, right? Facebook,
yes,
you have to have at least
100,
right?
I'm not well versed with that, but well, actually, we ran into that when we were trying to do some testing with this because we had some test accounts that didn't have the magic number of followers. You have to have at least 100 followers
on Facebook
on your Facebook page.
What about YouTube? Is there any restrictions on that?
I don't think there's any restrictions on YouTube.
I'm trying to remember.
if you can, there may be restriction. I don't know. Do you know?
I do know you have to make sure it's public. We should ask the smart guy that.
Yeah, I know.
I know you have to. Go ahead.
Yeah, we should look. We should go find out. I should have known that before we went into this podcast. I don't think there's any restrictions on the YouTube side. I know we didn't run into any.
No, but that's because we have millions of people following us.
Yes, we really. Are so popular. I think I just, when we were testing this, I just created some random test account, but I don't know. Well, if you're...
You do need to make sure that you make it public for people to be able to see it, I think.
Yes, and that's true for, you know, if you're streaming with YouTube now with your church, you got to do that already.
Yeah. According to the smart guy here, you can stream live on YouTube without any minimum number of followers or subscribers if you use a desktop computer and either webcam streaming or encoder streaming, which would be, like we mentioned earlier, OBS.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, a hardware encoder. You do need to have a verified YouTube account, but there's no live streaming restrictions on your channel. No live streaming restrictions on your channel in the last 90 days. So in other words, I think if somebody did something wrong and you got put in jail,
YouTube jail.
It does say you may need to wait up to 24 hours for the feature to be activated the first time you go live. So if you've never gone live before and you just set up the channel, you may have to wait 24 hours. So there is one little caveat here, and that is if you want to use YouTube mobile app to go live directly from your phone or your tablet, there is a subscriber requirement. You need at least 50 subscribers.
Yeah.
And you must also be 16 years or older to have no live streaming restrictions and have no live streaming restrictions in the last 90 days. So. And yeah. There's a workaround or something to this as well. But
yeah, well, we would not advocate that you would go live on your phone with YouTube.
Not really a good idea.
No,
but I think there is a workaround. I think the workaround is if they use us, then I think it can be done. But getting back to your point,
yeah,
using your mobile phone, even a tablet, is not really a good thing. Why is that?
That's because typically church services are held with the pastor out front and the cameras in the back. So if you're holding an iPad in the back, it's not good. And the movement, I subscribe to some YouTube channels that if they get sloppy on you, where they start swinging the camera around, which is so easy to do on a phone, like woo, 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 and you're watching this thing and you got it on a big screen, you start getting dizzy, you know.
They're streaming on a potato.
Yes, and the other thing is audio's a big mess if you're streaming. We do have some churches I think that may start out that way and go, "This is all I got," but I don't know if we still have any that are continuing to regularly stream with their phone.
Yeah, I mean, obviously during the pandemic, you know, everybody's like, "What do we do?" kind of a thing, you know. And I remember helping one guy because equipment was being sold out and everything else. And I told one guy to put his laptop on a stack of bricks or something and have it right in front of him, because this was during the pandemic and nobody was allowed in the worship center or whatever at the time. And so it was, but yeah, it's just not good audio. As we've beat this horse quite a bit. Can I say that? We beat this thing quite a bit, and that is audio is so important when it comes to streaming video.
Yeah, so most people are using either a desktop computer or they have a hardware encoder at the church, and you can stream to YouTube with your hardware encoder. So, or you use a software encoder on a desktop. That's the route we would recommend, and most churches have a soundboard and take your audio from the soundboard. So anyway... there's a lot of churches out there that are using Facebook and YouTube stream, and that's their only streaming solution. And so this product that we offer basically takes that, what they may already be doing, and provides a much better environment for them and a lot less hassle. So,
yeah. And you get some pros, and there's some real pros here for this. For instance, let's talk for just a moment about analytics, right? Because as you've commonly said in the past, the analytics on YouTube and Facebook aren't necessarily real accurate. Somebody gets your sees your stream for 3 seconds and goes away. But the analytics that we offer, if people use our social embed plan now, this new plan, is the analytics are much more accurate and give you much more detail.
On Facebook, you're typically in a, people are scrolling, you know, stop the scroll. So they're just scrolling and they scroll through your video and that registers it a view, whether they saw it or not. And so a lot of churches were like, wow, I've got a church of, you know, 40 people, but I've got 2,000 people watching on Facebook, and it's really not that way. You may have had 2,000 people happen to scroll through the video, but they weren't participating. So, you know, our stats are, and they're church-based stats. So who's there for the first time? Who came back from last week? So we have some reports, you know, who's their second timer? Who's my third timer? So I can reach out to those guys. How long did they watch? You know, where were they watching from? You know, are most of the people right around my community, around my church, or do I have people in my city or around the world? You know, a lot of churches are seeing, I had somebody just recently ask, you know, hey, got a drop in from, you know, Zimbabwe or somewhere like that. And is that real? And I go, yeah, that's real. Somebody actually dropped in on your, live streaming page. So anyway, a bunch of tools kind of geared for doing church service, and we've made this thing very affordable. So that's one of the other real benefits of it. So that,
yeah. So you get, before we get to the price, so you have automatic follow up. That's a wonderful feature we have that's on all our plans, and including the social embed plan we're talking about here. You can customize your platform, your streaming church video chat platform. You can customize it so you can make it look and feel the way, you know, your church website looks like. You know, you can do different things with it, you know, like we mentioned earlier, live chat, prayer requests, those kind of things. You can have a logo in there.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
One of the other things that I think may appeal to people is you can moderate the chat. So that's, you know, you get
easy to moderate.
Yeah, it's very easy to moderate. And
yeah,
so,
you can block people if you have to. And never used to have to worry about that, but you do have that feature available now. And so a lot of things. And here's something we have mentioned, and that is we actually offer support.
Yeah. And if you're having trouble streaming to Facebook, you can just call Mark Zuckerberg and he probably won't pick up, or you can call us and we will pick up. So,
yeah, Zuckerberg and I just had a falling out a few years ago. He doesn't
return your calls anymore.
No, he doesn't. But, and I don't forget who the YouTube guy is, but yeah, so we are available to bring support. I mean, there are some drawbacks in the sense that if YouTube is down, or if there's a problem with Facebook that's on their end, that could be a little bit of a challenge, which does happen occasionally.
Yeah.
But we are there to help. Yeah. And we offer a 30-day free trial. Is that right?
We do. Yeah. And we get to do Facebook and YouTube support anyway. We've been, you know, because people are streaming, we'll get, you know, they'll come in on our chat and go, Facebook stream's not working. Well, we'll try to help them out where we can, but we'll find out. Oh, Facebook had an outage in, you know, southeastern U.S. or something on their live stream.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the all-important question that I always ask, and that is, how much is it going to cost me if I go with this social embed plan?
This is free for 30 days to check out, and then $19 a month. So it probably won't last, but we'll see.
As far as the price, you may
the price
might go up.
I think you might as well start low and migrate up.
I think I quoted somebody the wrong price the other day. I think I said 29, but it's $19 a month. There's no obligation. You can make a free trial. You just go to streamingchurch.tv and go to our pricing page or plans, and you'll see four plans that we have. As I mentioned at the very beginning, you know, we have four different plans based on your needs. So whatever your church's needs are, choose one of those plans and, but yeah, try out the social embed plan. That's the one we're talking about here. And again, you can make a free trial and a 30-day free trial, mess around with it, see if you like it. So, all right, good. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, it should be. It's brand new. So to go along with our brand new admin panel. So we're interested in people getting in there and testing things out. We've done our own testing, but it's been working really great. So
Yeah, it has. And yeah, you mentioned new admin control panel. We've modified our admin control panel, made it a little, I think, easier to navigate and cleaner. And so, you know, be sure and check that out if you're a streamingchurch.tv customer. It's a new admin control panel and hopefully make it a little easier for you to navigate. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're good here. I think this is good. So if you want to know, you missed some of these details, you can always just go to streamingchurch.tv/blog. That's where we talked about some of the information. We just gave you some of the details here. The blog is called Stop the Scroll. And that's, if you look on our blog page, you'll see several blogs. But if you go down there far enough, you'll see Stop the Scroll. And that's the one. And so check it out and give us some feedback on it. So to let us know what you think about the idea. Let us know if we can help you in any way, because that's really what we do around here at streamingchurch.tv.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good. So with that in mind, let's root for the Guardians to make it to the World Series. They haven't won a World Series since 1948.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Yeah, you don't care.
Not really. Yeah. I did go to the brother-in-law I mentioned, big Dodgers fan. They had spring training here in Phoenix, and we met him at his hotel, and we went to the Dodgers Diamondbacks spring training game.
Yeah.
And I chased grandkids mainly around.
I like the spring training games because they're north of us here up in Phoenix area. We're in Tucson. But the stadiums where they have them are smaller.
Yeah.
So it's just a more cozier field and more laid back. And you get a chance of getting foul balls much easier depending on where you sit. Although I've never gotten one up there. I've had kids beat me to the foul balls. It'll be bouncing around behind me and I can't. I'm too slow.
Are you a Savannah Bananas fan?
No, I'm not.
Because you know, or maybe you don't know, that the crowd is in it. If a crowd catches a foul ball, he's out. So
I didn't know that.
So that is one of the rules in their games.
I didn't know that. I had no idea about that. I'm a Savannah Guthrie fan, but not a Savannah.
Not Savannah Bananas. Have you seen one of their games?
I haven't been up there in years. I was going to go up last year and something earlier this year,
guess. Well, they're broadcast all the time on TV.
The spring training games, you mean?
No, the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, that I don't know. That makes no sense to me at all.
Really? Check them out after we hang up on this thing. I can't believe my baseball fan does not know who the Savannah Bananas are.
Nah, I have no idea who they are.
It's kind of like, but not really, like Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. But they're a big entertainment deal. Check them out. It's really fun. It is kind of fun.
Do they play down here in Tucson?
They tour the U.S. I've never seen them in person. I've only seen them on TV. They're from Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, and so, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they're all, high-level professional athletes, and a large percentage of them are Christians.
Well, I'll do that. Yeah, I think I have heard of that now you mention it, but I just don't pay that much attention. I'm really not into sports as much as I used to be. I still like to watch the baseball games during the spring training and also during
Bananas is very entertaining. So check it out.
Well, something I learned. Learn something new every day. All right, folks, if you want to learn something more about Savannah Bananas, just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv and catch us again on another Church Solutions podcast. If you have not subscribed to us, what are you waiting for? You'll miss out things like Savannah Banana. You'll miss out those golden nuggets that Steve will throw out and then ask you, do you know this? You do know this, right? And you'll go, no, I don't know anything about that. So subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast. All right. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy.
Glad to be here.
And folks, thank you for listening or watching the Church Solutions podcast, depending on what platform you might be looking at us on. And we'll catch you again on another episode. Please take care of yourself and each other. I'm Phil Thompson.